Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Advisor Idol, the game show where we find out who's got what it takes to be your financial guru. Get ready to dive into the world of financial advisors, the folks who help you navigate the treacherous waters of money, investments, and business success. Today, we're going to meet the contestants, the advisors who will compete for your favor and your business. But before we get started, let's talk about what you're in for. In this module, we're going to be covering three major things: the different types of financial advisors, because one size does not fit all, how to choose the right one for you and your business, and then we'll take a look at some lesser known advisors who might just be what your business needs. Are you ready? Let's dive in. First up, let's talk about the main players in the financial advisory game. These are the folks who will be vying for your attention and trust. Let's start with personal financial advisors. These are your go-to guides for everything from budgeting to retirement planning. If your personal finances are more roller coaster than lazy river, they can help smooth things out. Then there's business financial advisors. Business financial advisors are the heavy hitters for entrepreneurs like you. They specialize in keeping your business on track, helping you grow, and ensuring your cash flow doesn't go from a stream to a trickle. Then there's certified financial planners, or CFPs, and certified financial analysts, CFAs. These are the creme de la creme. CFPs are the all-rounders, trained in everything from estate planning to insurance. CFAs, on the other hand, are the investment gurus, analyzing stocks, bonds, and anything else that moves in the financial world. And then there's the big kahuna, family offices. If you've got a net worth that's approaching small country levels, these are the folks you want. It's like having a full team of experts on call, handling your investments, estate planning, and even personal matters. Now let's talk about wealth management advisors, the pros who can handle significant assets and complex financial situations. Companies like Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, and UBS have entire teams dedicated to wealth management. These advisors are a great option if you're dealing with high net worth, diverse portfolios, or intricate estate planning. Wealth management advisors can assist with a range of services, including investment planning, retirement strategies, tax efficiency, and estate planning. They often have access to exclusive investment opportunities and resources, making them invaluable for those looking to grow and protect significant wealth. But wait, there's more. Let's talk about some additional financial advisors you might need depending on the size of your business and your financial goals. If you're running a larger business, a chief financial officer, CFO, is a must-have. They're the financial strategist, making sure every dollar is working hard for your business. But if you're not quite at the full-time CFO level, there's an option for you: fractional CFOs. These are CFOs you can hire on a part-time or project basis, perfect for smaller businesses that need expertise without the full-time salary. Next up, we have the number crunchers, certified public accountants or CPAs, and chartered accountants or CAs, depending on where you're located. They're your go-to for tax planning, financial statements, and making sure you're not sending Uncle Sam more than he deserves. If you're building a business, you need one of these folks in your corner. Now let's talk about bookkeepers. They might not have the glamour of a CFO, but they're the unsung heroes of the financial world. They keep your books in order, track expenses, and ensure that when tax time comes around, you're not scrambling to find receipts in your glove compartment. Finally, consider other specialists like estate planners, insurance brokers, and legal advisors. Each plays a unique role in keeping your business and personal finances on track. Estate planners help with wills and trusts, Insurance brokers make sure you're covered for the unexpected, and legal advisors keep you out of hot water. It's like having a superhero squad for your finances. Choosing the right advisor is more than a quick Google search or asking your uncle's cousin's friend. It takes some homework. Here's what you need to consider. First, let's talk about how to find these financial wizards. Here are some tried and true methods to get your search started. First, ask around. Talk to business colleagues, mentors, or other entrepreneurs you trust. If someone in your network has a financial advisor they rave about, that's a good sign. Just make sure it's not the same person who suggested investing in Beanie Babies. Then check out industry-specific associations and groups. For business financial advisors, organizations like the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, or the Chartered Financial Analyst Institute are great places to start. For personal financial advisors, look into Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards. And then there's websites like LinkedIn, Yelp, or even the CFP's board, Find a CFP Professional tool can help you find advisors in your area. Just be sure to read reviews and check their backgrounds. A high rating with no reviews might be a red flag. And finally, you can contact your local Chamber of Commerce or Small Business Development Center. They often have a list of reputable advisors who work with small businesses and entrepreneurs. Once you've got a list of potential advisors, it's time to narrow it down. Here's what you need to focus on. First, you want to make sure they're qualified. Look for certifications like CFO, CPA, CA, CFP, or CFA. These credentials indicate a level of expertise and professionalism. If they don't have any, it's like hiring a lifeguard who can't swim. Then you want to find out how long they've been in business and what kind of clients they've worked with. Ask for references if needed and talk to their past clients. If they've only worked with lemonade stands and you're running a multi-million dollar enterprise, it might not be the best fit. Research online reviews, social media, and business forums. Ask for references and speak with other business owners who have used their services. A good reputation means they've built trust. If you find too many skeletons in their closet, move on. Understand how they charge. Is it a flat fee, an hourly rate, or a percentage of your assets? Make sure that it's clear and that there's no hidden costs. If they're hesitant to discuss fees, that's a warning sign. You don't want to end up with a bill longer than your tax return. And finally, you need to like and trust your advisor. Schedule a meeting or call to see if you click. If the thought of talking to them makes you cringe, it's not going to work. Look for someone you can build a solid relationship with. It's like dating, but with spreadsheets. To help you find and choose the appropriate advisor for where you're at, I've created a worksheet for you. Use it to ensure that you're getting the best advisor for your needs right now. Remember, this is something that as your business and personal net worth grow, you'll want to revisit this worksheet to determine who is the next advisor to add to your stage. And remember, in the wise words of Albert Einstein, the only source of knowledge is experience. So make sure you pick an advisor who has plenty of it. That's a wrap for this round of Advisor Idol. We covered a lot today, from personal and business financial advisors to CFOs, CPAs, bookkeepers, and beyond. Remember, choosing the right advisor can make or break your financial journey. So take your time and choose wisely. Until next time, keep those financial goals in focus and those advisors on their toes. You're well on your way to becoming a money master.